You are listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.
In preparing them for their first Holy Communion, children had to go do their first confession. Usually, most of them would be nervous and could hardly say the right words. I had this funny experience in a parish back home. A boy who was due for First Holy Communion came for confession. And so he said to me, "Father, bless me, for I have," then he repeated again, "Father, bless me, for I have sinned. This is my first confusion." Poor kid. He needed to say confession, but he said confusion. During the time of Jesus, the people were confused about his person and mission. They had diverse ideas about him. They regarded him as a political messiah, a teacher, a healer, wonder worker, a prophet, and king. In the gospel, Jesus asked his disciples a sort of a survey question. "Who do people say I am?" In other words, you have mingled with people in town and you hear what they say about me. It's now I get to know what they think of who I am. The answers came in differently. Some say you are John the Baptist. Others say you are Elijah. Still others, one of the prophets. Of course, each of the responses given reflected people's understanding of who Jesus is to them. Jesus was not really interested in the answers that came in from the people. He was more interested in the answer his disciples, his closest collaborators, would give. He had been with them all the while. They saw him teach and the impact his teaching made on the lives of the people. They saw him perform miracles. And therefore, his time to go back to his father was near. The cross was inevitable, and so he needed to be sure his disciples grasped the truth of his person and his mission. He was testing his disciples to know whether they were affected by the confusing ideas of people about him. His most important question, however, followed the first. "But you, who do you say that I am?" A direct challenge to his friends to his disciples. This is the same question Jesus asks of every one of us today, my dear friends. Who do you say Jesus is? Our answers are definitely not found in philosophy and theology books. They may offer us some help, but to know who Jesus is, we must develop a personal relationship with him to truly know who he is. The word of God contained in the scriptures is there to guide us, and the church has given us the sacraments to assist us. There are now thousands of religions and sects all over the world, each one preaching about Jesus. But we are not so sure whether the Jesus they are preaching is the true one. And that explains perhaps why people today are so confused. To the question, who do you say I am? Peter gave the correct answer. You are the Messiah. But Jesus did two surprising things. First, he warned them not to tell anyone about him. And second, he called Peter Satan. And Satan, as you all know, means adversary. Although Peter gave the correct answer, this truth about the identity of Jesus was not yet to be made known to the people. And doing so prematurely would jeopardize his mission. The people would be very excited and agitated, and this could threaten the Roman authorities. And secondly, the salvation that Jesus was to bring about was by way of the cross. And the people would not be able to understand and take it. So his identity had to remain as the messianic secret. Jesus also surprised everyone by rebuking Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." This was because when Jesus was talking about his forthcoming sufferings and death on the cross, Peter objected and tried to dissuade him. "No, there must be some other way, not the cross." The cross, in the mind of Peter, is for criminals and evildoers, not for you. These words of Peter must have tempted Jesus. So he quickly rebuked Peter with the harshest words ever. "Get behind me, Satan." So underlying these two surprising actions of Jesus is therefore the reality of the cross. He had to keep his identity hidden from the people because of the cross he was about to carry. And he called Peter Satan because he was trying to prevent him from taking up the cross and thereby disobey his heavenly Father's will. Who is Jesus? In order not to be confused, There is one particular thing which will definitely identify the true Jesus. It is the cross. The true Jesus always has the cross. There is ever no crossless Jesus. That is why he said, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." He is the suffering servant of Yahweh that the prophet Isaiah talks about in our first reading. The cross has been the symbol of man's cruelty. It has been used as the instrument of torture and death to punish criminals and enemies of the state. But Jesus was no criminal. He had no sin. He has no sin. He cannot be punished. Yet, he was nailed to the cross. He voluntarily suffered and offered up his life on the cross as sacrifice to atone for our sins and offenses against God. From that time on, the cross became the most perfect symbol of self-sacrifice, love, and salvation. Jesus said, "No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for his friends." Our journey, therefore, as Christians, is like climbing a mountain. It is an upward ascent to perfection and holiness. Jesus said, "Be perfect as the Heavenly Father is perfect." It is never easy. It is the way of the cross. It is the way of rendering good works and loving service to those in need, as the Apostle James said in our second reading today. It is the way of forgiveness and love, and even love of our enemies. It is the way of self-denial in the midst of temptations to comfort and extravagance. It is never easy. So if we are looking for an easy life, if we are looking for comfort and pleasure, let us beware. In the next 2 days, it will be the 14th of September. We shall celebrate the Feast of the Exaltation of the Cross. And this feast reminds us that we have to remain loyal to Jesus and to follow him no matter what lies ahead. The suffering servant in the book of the prophet Isaiah said these words, "I have set my face like flint, knowing that I shall not be put to shame." Setting one's face like flint means to look straight forward, to focus oneself towards one direction, never turning his head to other distractions. And this is precisely what the Lord today wants us to do. He walks ahead of us with the cross on his shoulders. Let us follow him with our faces set like flint, knowing that he will lead us to victory and eternal glory. I will not end my sermon without remembering victims of the most vicious attacks carried out by terrorists on American soil 20 years today. And so we pray for world peace. We pray for all humanity that was impacted negatively on account of hatred. And we ask God to heal our world and put into our hearts genuine love of God and one another.
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.